That was truly impressive, Rizal, Prince Hector told Anvil Rock with simple sincerity as the gun crews swabbed out the bores of their weapons.
You can thank Corin for most of it, Anvil Rock smiled, his pride in his eldest son evident. Well, him and Charles Doyle. We'll have 3 complete batteries in service by the end of the next 5 day, and they're concentrating on grapeshot and canister for field use. I don't suppose we'll be battering any walls down anytime soon.
I don't imagine so, Hector smiled thinly. In point of fact, I'm fairly confident Caleb expects to be the one doing any wall battering. I'm going to rely on you and Corin to see that he's disappointed in that respect.
We'll do our best, my prince.
Anvil Rock touched his breastplate in formal salute, half bowing in the saddle, and Hector nodded.
I know you will, Rizal. I know you will.
Anvil Rock straightened, then glanced down the hill to where the artillerists were almost done with their post-demonstration cleanup.
My prince, it would do morale a world of good if you could have a few words with the men.
I'd be delighted to, Hector said with a smile. And do you think having Iris say a little something might help too?
My prince, Anvil Rock smiled at the princess. Most of these men are young, impressionable, and away from home for the first time in their lives. Having a beautiful young princess tell them how wonderful they are is bound to help morale. But it would probably be a good idea for me to go and warn them they're about to be visited by royalty before you suddenly turn up.
Beautiful, Iris sniffed, then smiled at her cousin. Go and warn them to be suitably stricken by my incomparable loveliness, you mean, don't you, Uncle Rizal?
Actually, Anvil Rock said with an expression of unusual sobriety, you need to spend a little more time looking into your mirror, Iris, since all those knobby tomboy knees and scraped elbows became things of the past. You started to look a lot like your mother. And to be perfectly honest, your mother was the one thing I ever truly envied your father over.
His eyes softened for a moment, then brightened with a gleam of humor.
Of course, it was an arranged marriage. Otherwise, I'm certain she would have opted for my own incomparable masculine grace and charm. I certainly tried hard enough to convince her to elope with me, but she was always a slave to family duty.
No doubt, Hector said dryly, then smiled himself. I think it's time you trotted on over and warned your artillerists about our impending arrival. I'd hate to be forced to deprive myself of my best field commander by beheading you for lese majeste on the very eve of invasion.
Of course, my prince.
Anvil Rock slapped his breastplate again, wheeled his horse, and went cantering down the gentle slope in a spatter of damp clods of earth.
Did Uncle Rizal really want to marry Mother?
Iris asked her father softly as the Earl rode away.
No,
Hector shook his head, smiling faintly after Anvil Rock.
Oh, he adored her, no question of that. But he was already very happily married, and he loves his wife, too.
Actually, he turned to look at his daughter. Everyone adored your mother, I sometimes think. And Rizal's right. You do look more and more like her every day, despite your hair. Hers was closer to chestnut. Your brother got that. It's a pity he didn't get anything else.
Father, Iris began, and Hector grimaced. I'm not going to start in on him again, I promise. And you're right. He is young, and there's still time for him to grow into the crown, or there ought to be, anyway. But as much as you love him, I can't help wishing he could develop at least a little of the urgency you seem to feel over our imminent invasion by Karis. I'd feel a lot happier over the succession if he would.
Iris's expression was obviously unhappy, but she only nodded.